Hi, this is Michael Veazey of Amazing FBA. Our sister podcast, The 10K Collective, is the world's newest e-commerce podcast. It's geared to the exact needs of 6-, 7-, and 8-figure Amazon and e-commerce business leaders. It's actionable but focused on how to scale your business and grow really fast for sale or long-term profit, not short-term hacks. We have in-depth talks with real e-commerce sellers and experts in industries like sourcing, team building, and managing cash. To find us, just search your podcast app for 10K Collective. That's 10K for kilo, COLLECTIVE. We are live on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Android, Stitcher, and Spotify to name but a few of the apps we're rolling out to. Or you can go to 10kcollective.com for show notes or to listen online.
I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. Hey there, and welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon sellers, although in fact, most of our listeners, it turns out, are Americans, quite a few from Canada, Australia as well, some from India, some from Germany, and in fact, one or two from pretty much every single country in the world. So, hola, aloha, and wherever you are, welcome. Today, we are going to continue with our 10-part series based on the build guide. This is available as a PDF, quite simply laid out by a professional designer, and we've also thought about making it very absorbable and readable in a quick time, because who has time to read long tracts these days? So if you want to check that out, go to amazingfba.com/build, B-U-I-L-D. We will also have a follow-up email series, which is basically exploring the same kind of territory, but in a little bit more depth as well. So if you want to sign up for that, it's completely free, amazingfba.com/build, B-U-I-L-D. So we're going to cover the second step. The first one we talked about was making sure you model the right kind of person. The second one is how you can gain more skill with £100 than £5,000, or for pounds, read euros, dollars, doesn't matter, same principle, yen, if you like. So that's the question that I'm going to leave you with for a second while we think about this, because I think strategy is very underrated as an importance. And what I mean by that is that it's all very well telling somebody how to hack the Amazon algorithm today and being recorded in mid-August 2019, very different from the tactics that you could use 3 years ago in mid-2016, for example. We started this podcast off in July 2015 when the world was young and Amazon was a different place. Everything changes on tactics, and we have to keep you up to date, and that's one of the reasons why you should listen to a podcast and be a member of a Facebook group. And if you haven't joined our Facebook group that's free, for example, then you can come and join us, amazingfba.com/FBF, as in face, B as in book. But for all that, you should stay up to date with tactics, and it's never going to let you build a business that you can either sell for real money or replace your day job, depending on what your objective is. So here's what we say at Amazing FBA Towers. The strategy has to be correct, not just the strategy for how you run a business, but for those who are starting off from scratch, or startups, as it's also known perhaps more professionally, but whatever you call it, it's building a business from nothing. You have to have a process through which you build a business. And that is not the same as having a few quick tactics at hand, important as they may be and much as they have their place. So that's what this build guide is about. So coming back to gaining more skill with £100 than £5,000, for pounds, read dollars, etc. Basically, we're talking about retail arbitrage. So the simple question for those who are fairly new to Amazon, what is arbitrage and how is it going to help me create a private label business? Well, it's like buying apples from a fruit and veg stall in the East End for, say, 10 pence each, and then selling them for 50p in a posh shop in Hampstead. America's, you can set your own cultural references here. I don't know where the fruit and vegetables are in New York, but doubtless there is a similar thing. So it's the basis of all successful trading. In fact, domestic or international arbitrage is used in the financial markets. And it basically means you buy a product in one market that is more valuable and you sell it. It is more valuable rather in the next market where you sell it, right? So retail arbitrage simply means buying a product in a retail store like Tesco, Argos, etc., and selling it on Amazon for a higher price and pocketing the difference. So the simple question may be, well, I don't want to do that because I've heard that it's sort of hand to mouth. You can't build a sellable asset. You can't really automate it so much. Why would I do that if I want to do private label? Well, a couple of things. I mean, first of all, it's not a business model that I particularly know or teach. So why am I mentioning it? We're focused on private labeling and custom manufacturing increasingly around here, even for newbies. Why am I mentioning it? Well, because it is training wheels. I think anyone with any humility going into a new area normally would get themselves a bit of training where the pressure is low, the financial risk is low, and basically you have a little sandbox you can play in and learn your skills without causing damage to yourself or other people around you or your business or your finances. And that is, for me, a use of retail arbitrage. Now, don't get me wrong, if you automate the processes and delegate effectively, you can, like any other business model, build a business worth millions with retail arbitrage. That said, I know of successes. I don't know the people who have successes, whereas I know multiple people who, you know, 50 or 60 personally, never mind all the people I've interviewed for the podcast, so personally interacted with well over 100 people who do six and seven and eight figure businesses on private label. So it's not just an idea, it's a fact. So retail arbitrage, I think the best use of it is as training wheels for private labeling. So a lot of money's been made with it. It's hard to you can't create a sellable asset. So you're not learning to have products created or to import, which are very sustainable skill sets to develop, because, you know, Trump will eventually be gone from the presidency at some point. The trade wars may continue, they may not, but eventually people are going to have to keep importing and exporting, and those are trades skill sets that have been valid for hundreds of years and will continue to be valid. Online selling and creating your own products is also not going anywhere either. People have been creating products for markets for hundreds of years. So that's a skill set you will learn from private labeling that you won't learn from retail arbitrage. So understand, it's only training wheels, but I do think it's a really excellent way to learn the basics of Amazon skills, such as shipping to Amazon warehouses, navigating the back end of the website, Seller Central, which is pretty messy and quite fragmented and takes a bit of getting your head round. And learning the do's and don'ts of Amazon. There are over 100 pages of terms of service. And whilst I'm not suggesting that you have to specialize that much and become that intimate, the 100 pages of regulations, you should know the basics. All of which tells me it's really simple that, like, try and learn to walk before you can run. In other words, you're risking only a few hundred pounds or even a few tens of pounds, dollars or euros or whatever, when you first start out with retail arbitrage, while you don't know what you're doing and you're learning. And if you get a product suspended or you get it rejected and you spent £50 on it and you bought it in Argos round the corner from you and you sent it into Amazon, you know, in the same country, that's no big deal, right? You know, so you learn and go, ow, that was a bit silly. And it means that you're not risk averse, which is a whole other thing again. Most people traditionally, and this is why I'm a really passionate believer in this approach to building business, most people either do nothing because they're terrified, which is like 99% of people who say they're going to start an Amazon business. And by the way, nothing wrong with not starting a business if it's not for you. But fear blocking you, that's a shame, right? You should at least explore whether it's for you. And 99% of people are terrified, rightly, because the first thing most Amazon traditional courses say is go and do some research. And then order several thousand dollars worth of products from China and then import them to the USA or UK or wherever, Germany possibly. And that's your beginning, where you first practice your skills in real life. That's kind of insane. My background is in piano teaching, and I can tell you for free that no piano teacher on the planet would ever suggest that your first concert in public be performing some concerto that takes 30 minutes to memorize. And if you go wrong, you've got the critics from the Times and the Telegraph or the New York Times or whatever sitting in the front row of the audience. That would be absolutely, obviously insane. Nobody would do it. And by the way, I used to be involved with a TV program in the UK where people took on insane challenges like that. And I worked with a guy for a while. He'd had to learn to play a piece live on telly from scratch in 5 weeks on the piano. And guess what? It went horribly wrong on live TV because it's just not enough time to learn it. Okay? So the very dramatic example of why you shouldn't do things that way. The opposite is real, real simple. We'll talk about why what the stages are between knowing nothing and launching a private label product. There are some other stages, but the first one is, in my opinion, just get going with selling something on Amazon. The simplest way is retail arbitrage, even if you don't make a profit. Pop around to your local charity shop, buy some books, scan them, see which ones might be profitable. That's already getting you using the Amazon seller app, which is great. Simple way of interacting with Amazon. It means that you have to think about labeling them. You have to pack them up correctly. You have to ship them off to Amazon. Then you're going to have to make sure you've got the listing working. You deal with pricing and deal with looking at the statistics around that. So it's training wheels in a box. I think it's a no-brainer to do it. Very few people take this advice as a percentage of the people that I talk to. But those who do, unsurprisingly, actually move on getting stuff going on Amazon. They're part of the 1% of people who sell anything ever on Amazon. I'm not talking about private labeling. I like probably 1% of the people who say they're ever going to private label actually sell anything at all on Amazon. And even if Amazon turns out not to be your cup of tea after a while, you've got going with a business model of online selling. And any action that teaches you a lot with minimum financial risk is, in my opinion, just one you should take if you're any kind of entrepreneur at all. I hope you can hear the passion in my voice about this, because I've really experienced with clients how true this is when they take the action. A certain percentage of people take the action. I guess that's the 80-20 rule kicking in. There is nothing that stops you personally right now listening to this or watching this being the person to do that. So if you've been wondering and umming and ahhing about private labeling for months and you blocked yourself from doing anything ever, or you've just done research, which after 3 months, my friend, probably should be called fear dressed up as research, or uncertainty, which is fine. We all have to deal with uncertainty and we have to deal with fear. The solution is small actions with minimum downside. And for me, retail arbitrage is that thing. I hope I've inspired you. This is not rocket science. What I've just said is kind of blindingly obvious, but very few people seem to be encouraging it. So if that simple nudge or kick in the pants or whatever phrase you want to use has, you know, gets you into action, I'd be delighted. And by the way, please come to the Facebook group and share that. I'd love it when people get in touch and say, I listened to your podcast, it was really helpful, and which is lovely, and I love the flattery, but what I really love to hear is, and I took action and I got these results. That is the job satisfaction that we live for as a podcaster or a trainer or a teacher of any description. That is what we want. I mean, money is important to keep the lights on, but in the end, it's the job satisfaction that comes from people took this suggestion that is proven and had the courage to implement it, and they got a result, even if it's a small result, because that's so exceptional to the rule, you're already ahead of the game. So be that person. Be it for you, right? Doesn't make any difference to me. I'd love it if you can get in touch and email if you want, or join the Facebook group. Two great places to get in touch. Love to hear from you, but in the end, it's for yourself. So be that person that identifies the low risk way of getting acting and then get on with it, because there's nothing to block you then. If you can't afford to lose £100 or so and a little bit of training wheels, you shouldn't be in this game, because private labeling, you're going to be risking much more money than that, and custom products, the same thing. Hope that's got across. We will talk the next time about the process that we run at Amazing FBA Towers to further minimize the risk, and also to figure out, you know, what do we do next? Okay, done a bit of arbitrage. What's next to find my great private label product? Well, we can answer that question in the next one in this series. So listen out for that. Meantime, thank you very, very much for listening to the podcast. Have a great day. Hey there, this is Michael, and saying thank you for listening to the Amazing FBA episode you just listened to. Just want to mention that I mentioned at the top of the show our sister podcast, the 10K Collective e-commerce podcast, which is for 6, 7, and 8-figure sellers on Amazon. Specifically, that's who we're geared to. I'm sure that people doing bigger numbers will still have a lot of things to learn from it. And people doing smaller numbers, sure, but it's not going to be immediately actionable for you. So if that is you, keep listening to the Amazing FBA podcast. But if you're 6, 7, or 8 figures on Amazon or e-commerce, I really think you should check it out. So I just want to give you a flavor of what's coming up, or rather just a bit of a list. Not deeply exciting as podcasts go, but I just wanted to, if you're just checking it out, know whether it's for you and what sort of topics we cover. Here's what's coming up. So first of all, an interview with our own Ashley Pierce from the 10K Collective Mastermind, who
is talking about his last year in e-commerce, where he went from $750,000 in 2018 in turnover to a run rate this year of $1.25 million. So that's from scratch in 3 years. Super smart man, and he had a lot of the right skills going in. And let's be clear about that. But he didn't have tons of capital, just a conventional amount. So I still think that's an incredible result. And also, he's a really nice guy and a very, very clear-minded and feet-on-the-ground business thinker. So there's so much value. If nothing else, check that out. Really cannot urge you enough. I mean, these guys that have been in the mastermind for nearly 2 years now have just honed their game to the nth degree. I've never heard quality discussion like I hear in there. And I don't say that because it's about me. It's not about me. I'm just privileged to work with some super smart and great people. So do check it out. Other things coming up then, lots and lots of industry expert interviews. Here's a flavour. And honestly, this is about half the list of people who've agreed to come on for an interview. So several of these are already recorded. So with Ryan Shaffett from Xcube Manufacturing, we are going to be talking about custom manufacturing in China. He's been out there about 18 years. And custom manufacturing, I can't emphasise enough how much that is the future. If you're still just purely private labelling stuff, it's going to get harder and harder to make a profit with that business model. I mean, I think it's got a year or two left in it, but sooner or later you need to get onto custom manufacturing. So this is a hyper critical skill set that you should be learning, I believe, to future proof your business. Second is funding, which is another massive topic, how to fund growth, because any scaling business, as Vern Harnish says, growth sucks cash. This is the law of gravity of scaling. Therefore, we've got to look into raising capital, and one way is debt. And Bruce Mack is going to talk to us about that. Aaron O'Sullivan is coming on from Systems Culture Impact to talk about outsourcing and company culture. And again, if you're scaling up a business, you're going to have a very painful time if you keep trying to do it yourself. Even if you've hit, say, $1 million a year equivalent, which I know some people have without a VA, guess what? You're not going to get to 2 million without a VA or basically a proper team on board. So that's something that's definitely a big barrier to entry. And also, to put it the other, on its head, something that will add to your comfort and the enjoyment of your business if you go with it. So that's a few things that we got in depth, just in a bit more superficial detail. Chris Shipfling of Providium with Jason Somerville is going to be talking about selling your FBA business, and they have a private equity take on that from the Wall Street side. So really fascinating angle on that. FBA reimbursements with Ben Chambers. Amazon often owes about $50,000 to $100,000 for any serious seller at some points in the year. How do you get your hands on that? It's just a fantastic source of cash, apart from anything else. So Amazon's got your cash. If you can get it out of the system, guess what? That's fantastically healthy for your business. Ash Munger's talking about quality control from China. He's got an incredibly detailed system for doing that. He's been out in China running IMEX sourcing for 9 years now, so seriously knows his business backwards and sideways and in detail. Connor Gillivan's going to talk about the quick outsourcing system that FreeUp represents and how to outsource quickly and easily. Pauline Masson came on this morning. We talked about pricing, which is a very underrated and very important thing for driving profits. Will Churnland's coming back on, and we're going to talk about evaluating the competition from a real sort of standpoint of somebody who's not just looking at the numbers, although Will is super smart with numbers, but from the point of view of the overall competitive landscape. Really, as ever, Will's a brilliant Amazon thinker, always worth hearing. Kevin King's coming back on, not even sure what we're going to be talking about yet with Kevin, but you know what, he's always a super smart guy when it comes to the marketing side, so I'm sure we have lots to learn from him. What else we got coming up? Amazon account suspension with Joshua Price, launching to overseas markets with John Kant, PPC advertising and profit margins with Mike Zagare of PPC Entourage. What else? Chris Rawlings is coming back from Judo Launch. Presumably we'll be talking about launch. Alex Oxford is coming on to talk about sales tax. He is super smart at explaining this stuff in very simple terms, but yet dealing with all the details as well. Alex is absolutely a critical person to listen to if you sell in the USA. Kostas Anastasiadis is coming back to talk about short-term funding. Brad Moss is coming back, who used to run Seller Central, so he's a super sharp guy as well. China sourcing with Manuel Bekvar. Law for Amazon sellers with Paul Ruffelson. Augustus Kligas is coming back on to talk about various different topics. John Cavendish talk about translations. Paul Harvey to talk about chatbots. Brian Johnson talk about PPC. Greg Mercer to talk about product research. Nadine Eich to talk about Germany and customer service in Germany. And probably going to get my old accountant, Penny Lowback, to talk about bookkeeping basics. Whew. We have, as you can tell, an incredible amount of really practical, useful content coming up, a lot of which is already recorded and is definitely coming out over the next few weeks. So get yourself over there, folks. It's just a place you need to be. This is not just a bunch of let's fill the airwaves with the latest kind of hack that's going to die in 2 months. I'm taking care to really focus on content that is as evergreen as possible. Why? Because then you listen once and implement over multiple years, or at least months, and then you get the payoff over time, so you get better return on your listening time, if you like. And I think that's a really important metric. Return on listening for me is something I aim to give you in spades. So get yourself over there. 10K Collective is the thing you need to look for. 10K Collective e-commerce podcast, to give it the full title. You can look on iTunes, aka Apple Podcasts apps, or Stitcher. We should be on Spotify any minute now, and we're just waiting to get ourselves on Google Play and Google Podcasts. So it will be more and more of available. If you can't find it on your listening device, your preferred device, then just go to the website and you can listen directly there. 10kcollective.com. That's 10k, 10k for kilo. Collective is collective.com. That's 10kcollective.com. Thanks so much for listening to such a very, very lengthy post-roll pitch, if you like. I'm not actually selling anything, so it's not a pitch in any strict sense. It's free and it always will be. Of course, we will mention paid services from time to time, but I believe in giving like 95%, 99% value and a little pitch at the end. So it's not going to be a pitch fest. We are just aiming to build massive goodwill and getting ourselves out there and known. And of course, we hope to attract some wonderful people to our masterminds, and if people can use the services that some of our experts provide, so much the better. But really, that's our main thrust, is to get ourselves out there and build goodwill. So you know more than you're ever going to need to know in life about this podcast. Get yourself over there and listen. Stop listening to Amazing FBA. What are you still doing here? I'm going to go and have a cup of tea. I suggest you go and do the same, and I'll speak to you in the next show.